One person is dead after a Southwest Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Philadelphia today. But as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, officials are tight-lipped about the details of what happened.
The flight from New York City to Dallas, Texas made a sharp turn mid-flight and set down in Philadelphia after the left engine malfunctioned. Photos on social media showed shredded metal and damage to the body of the plane and one window. Officials confirmed that one of the passengers on board died in the incident. Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Adam Teal said once the engine blew out, the people on board acted as best they could under the circumstances.
It certainly appears from the information we have available right now that the flight crew, the cabin crew, and the passengers all worked together to help bring this incident to the ground.
Now comes the investigation. Officials from the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration are in Philadelphia to look into exactly what happened. NTSB Chairman Robert Shumwalt said the agency would tell the public as soon as it learned anything new.
We will be releasing information as we know it. If we have something tonight, we will have a media briefing. If we don't, we won't have it. But we do plan to release information as we hear it. I want to thank
the Boeing 737 was flying from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Dallas Love Field and had 144 passengers and five crew members on board. Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.